Okay, West Coast people and brand new people, hang on the line because we're going to start our call in a couple of minutes. And this was another call. This was the previous Pathfinder system. And I hope you're excited because I'm cranked. We'll go around the horn a little bit at the beginning of our call and just kind of get an idea of who's where and what's up. And I'm going to... We've got a whole bunch of people that will be on this. I think this is going to be a very, very exciting call. And I'm just going to do a quick evaluation of my roster here. So let us know who's on the call and where you're from.
Peggy Clayton from Yakima, Washington.
Go, Peggy. Who else?
Paul Washington.
Who was that?
Sylvia Clayton.
Oh, hi, Sylvia. You know what I need you to do is I need you to hit star 4. All of those who are going to be on the call, hit star 4 and it'll beef up the sound on your phone. Great. We've got the Clayton sisters here. Who else is on the line?
Rich Bella from California, Southern California.
Yo, Rich. I am so honored to have you be a part of this group. I think you're just going to be a major stallion on this team. Who else is here?
Dave Klaus, David Ronda.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Dave and Ronda just got into NECAN, and we want to hear some of their story tonight because it's pretty inspiring to me, and I think you guys are going to be a tremendous addition to the team. Who else is on the call? And even if you're in the listening gallery, go ahead and throw in from where you are and where you're from, just to kind of allow some of our other people to come on. Steve Crowfoot, are you on?
I'm here.
See?
Just being a mouse.
People like Steve. And Steve has done a phenomenal job of, every once in a while, he'll even record some of these calls and so you can access them. Steve, what's your website there?
For this, you can do allswell.org / P for Pathfinders.
Allswell.org.
Oh, that's wrong. No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. I haven't got this one set up yet. You have to go to lifestylesupport.org.
Lifestylesupport.org.
And then click on Pathfinders.
And then click on Pathfinders.
Yep.
All right. That's something Steve has done. We found out Steve and I were in the same traveling choir when we were in high school. And it's been more than a year since then, huh, Steve?
It's been a couple days.
Now, who else is on the call?
This is Sherry.
Sherry! All right. Sherry's going to be liquid nitrogen on this one. This is going to be awesome. Did you bring any relatives on tonight?
Well, Jenny's supposed to be on. We talked just a little bit ago. And if we had space, we would bring Linda on.
Is she on tonight, listening in?
She's not. We didn't know if you had the 9 spaces filled or not.
Have her listening in.
Okay.
So go ahead and peel out and pick her back up.
Okay. Talk to you in a minute.
And, Lulu, are you on?
Yeah, I just got on.
Okay, welcome, Lulu.
Good evening.
Okay, and Lulu's going to be sitting, I know he's one at least that will be sitting in the gallery with the potential of jumping on the team. Who else jumped on? Is there anyone, one of our team members out there? Fran, are you with us? Fran, are you with us? Okay, Fran should be coming on here pretty soon. And the other one is Ron. Are you on yet, Ron? And Ron is finishing up a job. Hopefully those guys have the right numbers. At times we've had trouble with this call as far as getting some people here. and I'm getting the ring to the dial to go through. For those of you who are just starting out tonight, we're going to give an overview of how this Pathfinder call works and how these people got to this place and what we're going to do to help support one another and get the job done, move forward, and use an amazing program to get this all done. And so every once in a while, I will be checking to see if Fran or Ron is here. But at first, let me just give you a brief history of where Pathfinders came from and an idea of how this came about. We are all in Niken. We just happen to choose to go to an accelerated course that can help us to gain the knowledge and base skills that will make us powerful leaders in the upcoming future of our teams and our business. Pathfinders was begun as a need to go from new to skilled. Whenever a network marketing company starts in a country, they go like grass fire. In fact, 95% of them fail within the first 5 years, most of the time for one of two reasons. One is because of an inept management staff, and number two is that they grow too fast and they can't support the growth of their teams. In other words, they get months and months and months behind on manufacturing. They can't build plants fast enough. That's why most network marketing companies fail. And they grow so incredibly fast because of enthusiasm. And usually the enthusiasm gets hot and people jump in like crazy, but they're nuts. It's like watching people at the end of the stock market runs that we just went through a few years back, where people were mortgaging everything to buy stocks, and because they were going up and they didn't want to miss it. Well, these are people that were normally rational to thinking people that waited so long to get into the stock market till it was 100% guaranteed that it was going to go up. And then once they finally do, you get all of these maniacs in there, start to even just flatten out a little bit on the top, and they all panic, bail, jump out, lose their money, and down the thing goes. The smart people start to pull their money to just correct for the adjustments, and then all the panicky people try to do a run on the bank at the other end of it. That's what happens at the beginning of a network marketing company. It can take the company down when that happens. But if it's a company that's got the right idea, the right power, the right strength, and the right movement toward leadership, what it'll do is it'll stabilize at a plateau for a short period, and then it'll kick itself back up. What Pathfinders is an attempt to do is to give us a professional base of leaders who are working off of the same script so that we can become incredibly profitable and grow into these huge organizations. It started in Texas with a guy named Rick Murphy, and Rick wrote a thing called the Ignition Sequence Guide. As all of you go through this course, there are several things that we would like to have you in hand each time you come on one of the calls. The calls will be 1 hour on Mondays at this time. And in hand, we want you to have your copy of the Ignition Sequence Guide, which is downloadable for anybody who's listening in the listening gallery. Or you can order these tools from either either focusongrowth.com or blueribbonvideo.com. If you live in the Washington State or Idaho, Montana, Oregon area, or BC, it's going to be much faster with Blue Ribbon Video. And I think in general, their response times are much quicker. And in many cases, they have less expensive materials. But the lead is down there at focusongrowth.com. where they're actually making all the originals for this program. Much of what we do is downloadable, though, so that you can follow through on a website called pathfinders.biz. It will give you all the call times. It will give you all the things that you need to be able to follow through. As you sit down for one of our courses, there are two documents that we want to have. One of them is called the Ignition Sequence Guide. And it'll be the Bible from which we operate. It'll be a breathing organism. It will be the guide. You will teach each other from that document. The other document is called your handbook. The handbook is going to give you your homework assignments, what each week is about, and different activities that will prepare you for the class. The class goes for 16 weeks. And one of the rather interesting parts of this group, we have 9 volunteers who have said, I want to take my Nikan business and I want to ramp it up. I want to be accountable. And in the accountability at the beginning of every week, we will have a roll call. And during that roll call, each person will state that they've either completed or they're incomplete on the week's task. Week tasks are simple to figure out. In our ignition sequence guide, there is a commitment form for this course. And for those of you who want to know what it takes to be fully committed and fully locked on for being in this class, we're going to cover that off of that initial page. The people who are here are not thinking about doing Nikan. They are in it. They have chosen from the first couple of pages of their ignition sequence guide to be either 4 or a 5. And I'm going to start right out because it breaks up the monotony of listening to my voice by asking Rich, can you describe the 5 levels of activity? And, oh, let me do this other thing. Each time when we get together, I'm going to ask, if I remember, for all of you to do that are on the actual team to hit *4 on your phone. That'll make the gain come up and we can hear you more easily. So let's try that first. Okay, Rich?
Yes, sir.
What are the 5 areas of interest in Nikan?
5 areas of interest?
Or the 5 levels of interest?
It's something that I covered in the
It's on page 4 of the ignition sequence guide.
Oh, man. Caught me off guard, dude.
Okay. See, now Rich will always be ready with his ignition sequence guide. Let's start with Janie. Are you on?
Yeah, I am.
He's looking for that. Janie, what are the 5 levels of interest or participation that people can choose in Nikan?
Hang on 1 second, I'm in the wrong room. I have it up. Alright, let's see. First one is your consumer. Second one is a wellness builder. Third one is wellness builder with extra income. Fourth one is second income, and 5 is primary income.
Okay, so we're choosing people who are either secondary or primary income people. These are people who are trying to make this into a profession. And what we're going to be focusing on more than I've ever done in running one of these courses is we're going to focus on becoming, you guys, I want you so clean and so aware of how to do this by the time we get through this course that not only could you turn around as participants in the next level up called the Pathfinder 2 class, you could teach this course, but also so that we could, if we were all running 9 different wellness previews in different parts of the country, and I said switch, you could all drive to the next one to the right, and the people at that meeting would see very little variance in what we do. That's going to create an immensely powerful organization for you because your people won't be confused about what to do. All right. So we will have in front of you on one side, I'd also like to have you all just kind of taking notes, so make sure you have your pencil and paper. And if you were looking at your desk or where you're sitting now, to your left, let's have your Nikan compensation plan. Now, if you don't have it today and you got to scramble to find it, we won't get into too much of that right now. But just be aware that we want to have your compensation plan out and available. The next thing as you rotate in front of your field of view on the right of that would be your workbook that should have come in your Pathfinder 1 kit or your ignition sequence. Yeah, your Pathfinder 1 kit that you ordered from one of those vendors. Or you can download this workbook from the internet. The next thing will be your ignition sequence guide, and we will be referring to it constantly. We'll be troubleshooting out of it. We'll be looking at how everything fits together, and pretty quickly each one of you will have a reference point to pull from. And then on the far right, we will have the notepad for you to keep track of what we're talking about as we go through here. These nine people, for the first 4 weeks, will be sharing. Tonight we're going to be sharing information about each other a bit. The next week we will be getting into that in more detail, but tonight we want to talk about how this is going to be structured, what our rules of engagement are, and we're going to look at what is the commitment that was made by each person when they came into this group, and so we all know how that works. A lot of this is going to be operated off of the Pathfinders.biz website. There is a syllabus under the program section. You can look in there, and it'll show you what we're going to be covering each week. There's also the workbook, and there are connections with Pathfinders in Europe and Pathfinders in Australia. Interestingly enough, what we did, I got a phone call when this was first being formed. In fact, it was just 16 people instead of 9 in those days. It got a little too cumbersome, so they dropped it down to 9. 16 people in one guy's group. His name was Rick Murphy. He wrote the ignition sequence guide and found that he wanted to train his people together, teach them to be completely competent so that he could step out of the way and their businesses would grow without him. As I listened, there was a very sort of a manifest destiny to all of this. It made so much sense, and it had been needed in our industry for a long time. In the first two efforts to try to get someone to graduate from this, he had no one. It was a difficult run. People had to really lock in and really become committed. But by the third time they went through it, they had a full-blown 7 of the 9 people graduated. And graduation in this course means that you've been there every week, you've worked with the rest of your teams, you've developed what it takes to get there and made the level of silver in our NECN business. For those of you who don't have your NECN compensation plat sitting right in front of you now, silver is halfway up the compensation system and is the first leadership level. Our goal in Pathfinder 1 is to get you to silver in 1 to 4 months. We're going to shoot at it as if every month we're going to try to make it in a 30-day period. If we miss it, we can carry over and use the 4 months as necessary, but that's our goal, is to make it in a 30-day period. It means that we have to introduce a lot of people to NECN along the way. So with that, every week we're going to be looking at our accountability. And on the accountability, it means that if you hear someone say complete, it means they've listened to their video or audio. They have read through the 2 or 3 chapters in the books that we assign. They have been on their team call, if that's something that their group has put together for the week, because they're going to be broken up into smaller teams of 3 after the third week or after the fourth week, and that they've accomplished 3 or 5 ABCs in the course of a week. So we need to really go into some detail about that 5 ABC competency. And we have to know what that means, why we do it, and what does it mean when you don't get there. A couple of key ingredients to the Pathfinder system that are odd for most people when we first get started. As you've grown through the course of your lives, you have been aware that when you went to school, there was a right way and a wrong way to do things. And when you're on your job, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. You've been told what to do, and you've been told to not bother other people. Erase all of that from your mind. You are now in entrepreneurial school. You must think of things in a completely different way. Thus, we will start with our complete and incomplete. We will start next week with a statement of, I either was complete on all the activities or I was not. There are no excuses. If you have an incomplete, you simply state incomplete. We do not care at all. In fact, we can actually come off at the end of the call. We make myself, or I'll have an assistant leader on this call who will come on afterwards and give you a gentle reminder that your statements of trying to qualify why you were incomplete are useless to the group. Our premise in Pathfinders is no one is left behind. If you want to keep chugging and you're going to keep working, we're going to throw in our shoulder to try to make sure that everybody gets over the wall, everybody meets the criteria. A second criteria is we absolutely don't care what you can't do. We only care what you can do. We're in a rapid fire situation to get people to success. It is a hard world out there, and we are going to get tough enough to handle it and to become what we need to become. We do not care, and we cannot accept people who are rationalizing and giving all kinds of reasons for not being complete. Here's why. If I was to give each one of you a course on being an inventor, does it strike you in your minds that if we were going to take 9 popsicle sticks and you had to come up with a way that you could weave those popsicle sticks together and make a craft for kids in some kind of a summer camp class with 9 popsicle sticks woven together that could fly through the air and explode when they hit the ground, but they have to stay together when you weave them? Some of us did that as kids. But if we, I think it was 6, but let's, I can't remember, I'd have to have, so we weave those things together, we put them together, and does it stand to reason that it's okay to try a couple of different configurations that don't work?
Yep.
Can you see that you probably wouldn't be a very successful inventor if every time something that you put together didn't work, you went and hung yourself over the shower rod? You probably wouldn't last very long. But as our lives, as we come in, you're going to start watching yourself, and you're going to start recognizing that as employees or people who are not entrepreneurial as you came to this, you will start freaking out because you didn't meet some criteria. You have to get over that. You have to break that cycle. You have to say, I'm attempting to do these things, and we can measure the results so that we can use those results to build something stronger in the future. Is everybody clear on that?
Yep.
So about an hour before our call next week, many of you will be pounding down the Valium trying to relax and keep from having a heart attack because I may have to come in complete this week. Get over it. This course is not about you. This course is about discovering what you have as a tool to provide for the thousands of people who come after you. We don't care about your pettiness or whether your dad was ugly to you when you were 3 years old. It has no bearing on whether we're going to make it through this course or not. What we care is what you bring to it and how you can assist each other to get over the wall. Are you all agreed?
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. There may come a time when somebody will not be able to keep up with the requirements of the course for whatever reason. I like to explain it like this. You all now are like a group of paratroopers who were dropped behind enemy lines. You were given a secret that will save 10,000 people's lives. But you have to get the secret back within the amount of time, the 16 hours or 16 days, in our case 16 weeks. you have for us to accomplish the mission. The mission is somebody, and as many as possible, will make it to the level of silver and graduate this course. The mission is absolutely, you cannot violate it. Some of you, we may have to dig a snow cave and leave you. And you can have a chance to come back at it later. But we will not compromise the mission for somebody who forgot to bring their socks. It's just the way it's going to be. And here's why. Because it is tough. Is there anybody on this call that would like to make a living doing this?
Yeah. Absolutely. Everybody? Yeah.
Now, if you want to make a living doing this, what we get paid for in this business is one thing and one thing only, and that's volume. So we're going to be focusing throughout the course on how can we use the tools available to us to create a huge organization of people who helps us to produce lots of volume with everybody having a great time doing it, growing, developing, and moving toward that end. That's the only thing we get paid for is volume. If anybody wants to call and check tomorrow, ask them. Call down to Nikan's home number and ask them, if you're really sweet, do they pay you? Or if you're strikingly good-looking, do they pay you? Or perhaps if you've had this stunning resume in the history of your life, will they pay you? You could have one eye in the middle of your forehead and be an obligate mouth breather from the swamp that wears old man beater t-shirts and smells like last week's Brussels sprouts, and if you hang the numbers, they'll pay you. So the key for this group is we're going to hang the numbers and get paid. In order to do that, it doesn't matter how much you whine, they won't pay you. They will only pay what they see come across in the numbers, and we're going to figure that out. It means that there's a really cool mountain to climb, and sometimes it's going to be slick, and sometimes it's going to be steep, and we're going to have a grand time doing it. Are you all good with that?
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you why I like that. Because in my way of thinking, if you guys did the training, you stuck together, you figured out what it was going to take to get this job done, and you all climbed Mount Everest, and you're standing there getting your picture taken, I think it supremely sucks when some tourist helicopter comes and lands on the top to let everybody out and have the same picture. We won't go there, because what I'm going to create is I'm going to create a group of leaders that will be leaders for the future of the world of Nikan. And man, oh man, is it wide open right now.
Well, here we
Something
are.
That, yeah. Something that I want you all to do as one of your homework assignments for this week is to go in and cruise around through the homepage at pathfinders.biz, B-I-Z. When you look at the syllabus, there's a really cool thing on the P1 syllabus. You scroll down near the bottom, it'll show you what would happen if you were to, let's see if we can all figure this out. I'm going to ask this of Dave and Rhonda, because they've only been in for a little while. Dave and Rhonda, do you think gold is cooler than silver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you think that counts for more in Nikan?
I hope.
It does indeed. So, Sylvia, what do you get at gold that you don't get anywhere else? Or that you can't get at levels below that?
For compensation?
Yeah, what sort of bonuses can you earn at gold that you can't get when you're a silver or below? You
car?
Can get a car.
Yeah. Right.
You can't get that as a silver, you can get it as a gold, right?
Right.
What else can you get as a gold?
House.
You can get all your mortgage payments paid as a gold or above. So now, Dave and Rhonda, are you pretty sure that gold is cooler than silver?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, the only way that we can get to be a gold is to create three silvers. That's why we're working on getting the silvers, because everything after that is based on putting silvers in place. when we get to this syllabus and you start looking down, and I'm trying to find which page it is. Oh, here we go. There's something very interesting that happens. If you start the power of the program, and each one of you over the course of the next 16 weeks becomes a Pathfinder graduate. That means you went silver. And in the course of the next 16 weeks, you had six people, or nine people, that really see this. They really get it. They want to be on a team themselves. So you start to run a Pathfinder group of your own. The statistics tell us that 3 out of 9 people is just about what we get when people say they're going to do something. We get 3 that'll actually do it. 3 took a pretty good shot at it, and 3 of them are chasing shiny things. And they get lost out there in the forest somewhere. So I'm going to go with Sherry this time. Sherry, if we get through the course, and passing the course means you go silver.
Mm-hmm.
But now you start with 9 people in a course yourself. You get to the end of it, and 3 of them graduate. That means those 3 people got to what rank?
Oh.
Those 3 people got to the rank of silver because they graduated, right?
Right.
So if you have 3 out of your 9 people graduate and go silver, you have how many silvers yourself?
Then I have 3.
That's right, and that makes you what?
That makes me a gold.
Okay, so you just, in 16 weeks, 4 months, you now created 3 silvers who know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If each of those 3 silvers ran a team of their own of 9, and only 3 of each of those graduated, can you see how that would be, each of those people would have 3 graduating and they would become golds themselves, right?
But I'm a platinum.
That makes you platinum in 8 months. That would be
Woo-hoo.
Like the most amount of groovy, huh?
That is the most amount of groovy.
Now, in the next group, those 9 people who graduated as a result of that effort each put together their own teams of 9,
mm-hmm.
of which only 3 graduate.
Mm-hmm.
That means all 27 graduates in the next generation would be silvers. Their sponsors would be golds, right?
Be golds, and theirs would be platinum, so I'd be a diamond.
So now in 1 year, if you ran 3 cycles of this course, like we mentioned, this woman's a diamond.
Woo-hoo.
You do one more cycle of 4 months, and you'd be a royal diamond. Rich, could you retire as a royal diamond? I asked Rich because he lives in Southern California. It's more expensive there.
I can get close to it depending on if I spend on lifestyle.
All right. So here's what you're going to do. I would love to have each one of you get to know each other. And so we're going to do a little bit more in-depth discovery next week, but Peggy, I'll start with you. I'd like to have you tell how long you've been in NECAN and why you wanted to join the Pathfinder team. Now next week I will have some special things that you guys will do some homework on preparing your little statements, but for now, Peggy, where do you live, how long have you been in NECAN, and why are you in Pathfinders?
I've been in NECAN for almost 2 years, and I live in Yakima, Washington. I think I did that backwards, but the reason I want to be in Pathfinders is I started out in NECAN because of the products, and the products have basically saved my life, and I now realize I want to do it as a business, and I need to change my mindset from, you know, being someone that touts just the products to someone that thinks of it as a business. And that's it.
Awesome. And next, let's bump down to Rich. How long have you been in? Why do you want to be in this group?
I've been in for about 3 years now. I too got in as with the product, and after talking with Jerry a little bit more, I realized what potential the company has to offer for us as far as compensation, and that's the reason why I jumped in the Pathfinder. Find that for a while down here in Southern California on my own, I've been wandering like a fish on a boat out of water.
Now that's a good point. Because Rich is down there, it's sort of like trying to drink out of a water, out of a fire hydrant. Rich has way too many prospects in his area. We're thinking probably somewhere between 15 and 20 million within a driving radius for him.
Jeez.
And so we need to support him from here. Are you all up for helping him out there?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And, Rich, you had a run at this before and got a good number of people started, but what happened?
Pathfinder just came out, and we just didn't have a system to keep it going, the momentum running. So people got into the product, how to create a business out of just the product, and that's where we failed. Well, we didn't really fail. We just learned a lot.
Okay, great. And so now what he comes with is he comes with something that's very important. Some of you are brand new on this call, just been in NECAN for a short period of time, and you're looking to try to lift yourself off the tarmac. Well, what Rich is looking for is he said, okay, I went out and tried it a certain way, and I know this sucker can work, but I was off by a couple of degrees here and there. He's saying, let's get it tight, let's make it happen. So he's going to bring a maturity to this that I'm really looking forward to working with. All right, we'll jump down to Janny now. Let's see, how long you been in, where do you live, and why did you join? Hope you're on the call.
She was.
All right, we'll go on then from there. Fran, are you on? Ron? Well, hopefully those guys will have the call numbers right for next time around. So let's go to Sherry.
All righty. I am from Spokane, and I've been in NECAN for 5 years, and joined this call. I've tried Pathfinders one time before, and we seem to have gotten about halfway through the course, and people kind of started dropping off, and I think they got a little overwhelmed or something, and so we never finished it. And one of the reasons I want to be on this call is because I want to be one of those leaders.
Yeah, I can kind of tell.
I want to be there. I want someone to say, who should we get to speak at this next expo? Oh, we should get Sherry Edwards to speak. And they could be saying that clear across the country or in another country. I want to be that person.
Way cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Dave and Rhonda, how about you guys? How long you been in? Why do you want to be in this course?
He's been in just barely a month, and we got in from an invite from Gina. Because I had called Gina because my wife's fibromyalgia, so we were looking to get her better. But then we saw the opportunity. Rhonda's the at-home mom, so single-income family. It was a way to make some extra money, and then I'd like to retire in about 5 years, so that's why we want to get on the business side.
And where are you guys from, Dave?
Oh, I'm sorry. We are from Clayton, Washington. We're north of Spokane there. Your part.
Cool.
That's awesome, and that's where the world-famous Clayton Burgers are from.
Right.
Yeah. Next on the call, then, let's put on, let's go with Sylvia.
Well, I've been in NECAN probably close to 2 years, and I just am kind of scared. I want to do it, and yet I don't get up and get the nerves to get out. I can talk to people, but up until just in the last month, I've, like Katie, been involved in products more than business, and now I also want to do the business. Washington.
Okay, we got, I'm going to be giving the call number out here, guys, and so I'll be right back with you. Thank you, Sylvia. Just one second. So the number is 641-79, that's correct. Then the, all right.
What was that number, Jerry?
All right, guys, sorry about that. I am back now, finally. And so, is there anybody that I missed that was on our original team here, other than I was just trying to patch in Ron, and I'll try to pick up Fran here in a second. Because we've got some very, very good people, some people who are totally, completely nuts excited right now. And we want to make sure that they get in here to infuse some serious heat. And then I think we do have one more spot for one of the... Now, which is the original family name, Sherry and Jenny?
Jerry, this is Linda. I'm online.
Linda, hit me then.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be in this?
Well, this is sad, but I've been... Weekend for 7 years, and I've been excited off and on. Now is the time, though, do or die. My husband's a contractor, no retirement. We're excited for that. This is it. Just excited to go forward, and we want to be the Diamond Sister.
All right.
Who's the original Diamond Sister?
The original. Seven years ago. Got the picture. And now you're going to show us how it's done.
No, you're showing us how it's done. We're following your lead so we can become leaders, and we're excited.
One of the coolest things is that you all will be teaching one another. It's going to be really the most amount of awesome.
Yeah.
And then, is there anyone on the call? I'd like to check this out because we need to follow a pretty set sequence. Every week, we will be talking about three things that you will have prepared before you get to the call. One of those is listening to a CD, and you want to be able to speak cogently, because if I call on you and you go up, dub, dub, then we know that you didn't listen to your CD. The second is we'll be doing reading, and... as we do our reading, it's really short, but it's exciting. Now, the reason we do those two things specifically is that as we read or listen, you are purposefully putting in a way of thinking into your head. If you don't do those things on a regular basis, consistently over time, what's going to grow in your head?
Weeds,
belly button fuzz. Negative things are going to grow in your head. If you don't put stuff in properly, then crud is going to grow. I'm going to go ahead again for just a moment and mute, because Ron didn't get the numbers right and I need to give them to him again. So just I'll be right back.
Jenny called. She got off and she can't get in. She can't get back in.
Oh, she can't get back in?
Yeah, she called on my other phone.
Oh, weird.
So.
Yeah, because I heard her on, but.
Yeah. Because she can't get back in. I'm trying. So okay. Keep trying. So she might. She might make it in, but for some reason she can't get back in.
That's weird.
Doesn't make any sense, because I never have that kind of problems in the morning on this number. Getting on the lifestyle calls.
Well, she got in once. So, I mean, it's, obviously she knows the numbers.
Well, I kept dialing the numbers over and over, and it kept saying that they were invalid. And I thought, invalid?
Oh, really?
And I looked on my map the numbers, and so I tried again. It took me like 4 tries.
Oh, did it? Wow. There's just a lot of people conferencing tonight.
Yep. And I'm in my car.
That's a good plan.
Let's
call in the car.
To run. Don't stop on me.
I made it back in. What did I miss?
You're in.
Everything.
No, we were just talking about you.
Oh, stop. Put me on hold. I thought I grabbed another phone. I tried the second phone. And
oh, okay.
Kept calling, and yeah.
No, we were just saying that you called on the other line and couldn't get back in. Jerry's muted us for a second. He's giving a phone number somewhere.
Okay.
Just going through and having everybody tell how long they've been in, where are they from, what's their goal, or, you know.
That's why you want to do Pathfinders.
Oh, Pathfinders. Yeah.
Oh, did we finally get Janie?
We found her.
Were you having trouble calling in?
I was trying to call in, and instead of just putting me right in, it would put me on hold waiting for the next available customer service representative with some lovely music in the background. So
okay.
That every time I called.
You know, Ron was getting the same thing. I think that Fran was getting the same thing. It has become popular. So you'll all be aware, I am going to put together, I need to have you do this before I forget because I forgot stuff once. I want you all to send to me an email with your letter of intent, which basically says I intend to do these and I have accomplished all the minimum requirements of being a Pathfinder. If you want to know what that is, it's in your workbook that you can look up there, and it'll have the commitment form in there.
I sent mine to you tonight. You should have mine already.
All right, and so I'm going to make a roster so you can all contact each other because I'm going to teach you that it's much more effective to do three-way calls with your other people who are excited and growing. It's more believable to your prospects than it is to do it even with upline. Now, the upline and big pins and stuff come in handy sometimes, but your prospect doesn't care, and that person couldn't be farther from reality. However, if you call up somebody who's been in for just a short time and they're nuts because they think it's the coolest thing that ever happened in their whole lifetime time before, then your prospect's going to go, shoot, I can do this. All they are is just like Mach 3 with their hair on fire. Okay, let's try this now. Let's go to Janie, and let's have you give us how long you've been in and why you'd like to be a part of this.
Okay. I've been in 7 years, and I'm silver, so that's why I want to be part of it. Need to be a lot further on than I am right now. My main reason is I want to be back home with my kids by the time school starts up again next year. I've got a daughter that's going into junior high, and with your mom around. That's my main reason.
Hello?
Yes, I'm back.
Hey.
I'm trying to field all the calls from everybody who's calling in on my cell phone saying I can't get in because the lines are full. What that means is that this lineup, Peggy, Sylvia, Rich, Dave and Rhonda, Sherry, Janie, Fran, Ron, and Linda are in such demand that we filled up our 50 lines 15 minutes ago. Welcome to
50 lines.
Welcome to your 55 minutes of fame.
Woo-hoo.
Enjoy it. As we get ready to move into our next week, here are the homework assignments for this next week. Well, I was describing, you will be listening to our founder, Terry Latham. He's the one that developed the Pathfinder 1 section of the Pathfinder system. Every week, he does a call with a group of 9 people in Texas. And that becomes a call that everyone worldwide listens to. They'll be going through their completes and incompletes. They'll be talking about their insights from the books and the CDs. So for those of you who have to use Cliff Notes sometimes, maybe it'll be a cheater's way to know what to respond when we get on our call.
Awesome.
And then we look at how those people are doing when the motivation is there for, wouldn't you all kind of be really sort of focused if you knew that 7,000 people worldwide were listening to you across NECAN,
yeah,
and whether you were complete or incomplete that week and how well you were doing?
Wouldn't that be a nice
slap upside the head to make sure you were on Johnny on the spot?
Yeah, good intel.
Yeah.
Well, now you know that there are over 50 people who are trying to do that here for you. You little stars and starlets.
Thank you.
No problem.
And so as you come, you're going to be aware of that, but you're also going to be aware of something even more important. What happens to your belief system when you succeed?
Increases.
We know that there has never been, across the Pathfinder system in the 2.5 years that it's been in existence, there has never been one group that has ever graduated all 9 people.
Ooh, it's our group.
Oh, we need to do it.
Let's be the first.
If you do, then I have a special award. There are 2 special awards that I do specifically that no one has ever done before.
Ooh.
One of them is this nasty squawking rubber chicken. It's amazing.
Is that a good award or a bad award?
No, that's a good one. That's you. This will become extremely prestigious for all of you.
You're the bad one.
And then my granddad, who is a person for whom I had the greatest respect and love over the course of my lifetime, he's now been gone for 10 years. But he taught me so many local colloquialisms that I learned how to talk goofy. I love Granddad.
That's it.
It. One of the things that Granddad said that I never knew until this year when my dad was relating it back to me, he looked at the world in a very different way. And it was hilarious. He was the one who taught me how to really know how dry it was in Death Valley. It's drier than a popcorn fart. Now you see, that gives you the visual image. And Granddad was very much that way. But he gave me as a sort of a parting gift, a thought that I will bestow upon this group only if you become the first group that ever gets everybody over the wall. He said about my children, when we started talking about them growing up, he says, "I bet you can't wait till they're all grown up and haired over."
Worse than the popcorn part.
So, this could be the most esteemed group of all time if you all get a button that says, "We're all grown up and haired over."
Hey.
Sylvia? Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here.
Have you always wanted to be all grown up and haired over?
Oh, yeah.
I just knew it. Here's your homework assignment for next week.
Okay.
On page 9 of our Pathfinder workbook is 3 questions, and it says, be prepared to discuss your background. We want to know some of the things that you've done that will be powerful pieces in the hands of the people who will be using you as a 3-way helper. We also want you to be able to say why you're building this NECAN business and what do you want to gain from this program. Those are 3 things that will give you a chance to sort of break out and take a look at. Our assignment on our book is to read a book called Listening for Success by Steve Shapiro. Now, the book itself is probably about a half-hour read.
Mm-hmm.
It is, however, profound in what it says. I am going to assume that since you all hope to be all grown up and haired over, that you have the ability to read every drop of what I tell you. You're going to get so stoked, you're going to get so excited as a group, but you will hang on and you will make this thing happen. The CD that I want you to review, very important, or DVD, is a new version. So for some of you, you're just going to have to get on it or check with your upline or get a hold of it. It's a DVD, and it's going to teach us how we start in our Niken business. It will go along with the Ignition Sequence Launch, and it's called Ignition Sequence Launch. There are papers that are in the Ignition Sequence Launch, and there is a DVD by Rick Murphy. You can, if you're an auditory listener, you can listen to it by CD. If you're a visual, then get the DVD. But that's going to be how we would get somebody up and off the ground. So that's our homework assignment there. Now, one of the things that we have failed to do in the past, and I want to spend the last couple of minutes discussing with you, is how do you get and what counts for your five ABCs? Rick will talk about it on the CD, what is an ABC, but an ABC means that you, as the new distributor, are the bean. You will bring a prospective prospect who is a C, and you will have them hear a Niken presentation or be involved with Niken in some way. The criteria is simply this. They have to have had enough experience from that tool, the use of that tool, the A, that they could say, you know, I'd like more information. Or they could say, let me at it, let her rip. Or they could say, nope, it's not for me. The answer is not the critical point. The point is, did you give them something that would help them to review or get an idea of what we're doing in Niken? Now, most people, when I say that, have a visual image of stalking. They're going to go hunting. They're going to go smell meat. You're going to put somebody's name on a piece of paper. Then you're going to imagine them all gutted and hung out to dry over your back fence. People and animals tend to know when you're stalking them. In fact, if you think of somebody in Boise this morning or this evening, right at that very moment, they know they're being stalked, and they will sniff the air and wait. And by the time you call them, they're going to say, oh my goodness, I can't believe that it's you who's stalking me. I'm so depressed. They will know from the moment you start stalking them that they're stalking them. So that's a problem. Because by the time we get to the beginning of our call next week and you're freaking out because you couldn't get anybody to talk to you, you couldn't think of a single soul that you could purposely want to make jerky out of and puke for 4 hours about Niken on them and scare them to death and scare their kids, let alone five. So here's the rules of engagement. Number one, every day before 9:30 in the morning, you need to go out in the world and make somebody glad that you came across their life. Point out things or reasons why they're cool people. That's it. And see if you can accomplish that during this first week. I'm going to ask you to have five people. If you can, you get extra happy face credits if you actually get them through some five people through an ABC. I know some of you will go out there and scramble and get it done anyway. You will move forward ahead. But I'm going to count one of the things when I ask you for complete or incomplete, could you make five people during the course of a week? In fact, no, I'm going to raise the bar because we're going to get this done. You're all going to get paid before the end of this thing is over. I want you to make three people every single day. That means we'll give you a Saturday and Sunday off. You can be crummy on Saturday and Sunday, be mean, nasty, and all that. But three times a day, you have to make somebody feel better about themselves because you noticed something good about them during the day. Does anybody have a major problem with that?
No.
Your job is not to gut someone. It is to simply, in this case, three times a day, make somebody feel better about themselves because you pointed out that they had a great smile, they had a wonderful attitude, they had marvelously soft skin, they didn't burp after they drank their milkshake, something that will make them feel good about who they are. Now, I want you to be detectives with this. See how many people turn to you and say, "You suck, roll over and die." There is a passage in the Bible that is called the fruits of the Spirit, and it says love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, something in self-control. Can't remember the other one. Against such things there are no laws. We're going to be starting to operate in areas where you're going to be trying to find people with whom you would love to spend some time and to work with. You're going to try to find people when you throw out the spark of happiness if they can catch fire. Does that sound like prospecting?
Yes, like fun prospecting.
You are going to be known as the purveyors of giggliness. You're going to be making people feel good. Now, for some of you, I want you to write down their name. I want you to, for some of them, they may be particularly interesting people, and you just ask them questions. Wow, that is amazing. How long have you been doing that? Did you always have that ability? Is it something you learned, or is it just a passion, or wow, this is just so great. Write down some things about them. What's their name? Where do they work? Some of those people, if you get those, here's something you're all going to have to do. And it's going to make you crazy at first. If you call me and tell me about some of those situations, we can discuss it and we might be able to turn it around and help you see a way that that can become a recruiting potential. And some of you might just ease on in to actually having a number of people who want to take a look at this thing called NECAN. If you don't call me, I assume you're dead. If you do call me, you will probably be more successful. So here's my email address. It's Jerry White, the number 4, at comcast.net, in case you can't get me any other way. I need you to send in your commitment stating that you are ready and willing and able to do these things. If you're not, you might mysteriously vanish and we will add people from the gallery next week and you'll see some new faces of people who are ready to rock and roll. I will not, under any circumstances, compromise if Dave and Rhonda want to go all the way and lock arms with Rich and go with Jenny and get it done. That group will never have to wait back because somebody's got stinky socks and they forgot to bring peanut butter for their sandwich. If you lag behind, you will not compromise my leaders under no circumstances. Are you okay with that? Let's say Peggy, can you handle that?
Yes, definitely.
Rich, can you handle that?
Sure.
Dave, can you buy into it?
There.
Sylvia?
Yeah.
my socks aren't stinky.
Mine are. Jenny?
Yes, and mine are.
Ron or Fran, we didn't get. Linda?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it's all for one and one for all. This group is going to become tight. I make the assumption this is just like doesn't matter how long you've been in. It doesn't matter whether you were an orphan or whether your parents were the king and queen of England. You're all standing in the middle of the parade field, shaved bald in your underwear. We start from today. Whoever shows up next week and has done what is done, you are the king of the universe, in my opinion. There are no exemptions because you were really cool and you had the brightest smile in your seventh grade class. It's all about who shows up and does the deal between now and next week. You will learn to work with each other, hang together, and get this thing done, and you will become a legend. We probably should try to take a photo of this group and hang it on the wall so in 4 years when people say the explosion started there, I can't believe people got away with wearing that stuff in those days. Look at all those old pioneers with mustaches. That's where it all started. So I wanted, anybody have any last minute questions?
Yes. The book that we're supposed to read?
Yes.
What was the book that we were supposed to read?
Oh, it's called Listening for Success by Steve Shapiro. And that comes from Blue Ribbon Video or Focus on Growth. There are two kits. One of them is called Ignition Sequence Launch or Ignition Sequence Kit. All of the Ignition Sequence papers, materials, are downloadable. The discs and so forth, I have been upgraded recently, so all of you should get the newer ones. The second pack, Pathfinder 1 pack, for those who are in the listening gallery, there will be people who are going through this. They just don't have to put up with me picking on them. They will follow along on the side. I want to know if you are one of those people who is in the listening gallery and you want to be considered to take one of the spots should someone fall off the edge of a cliff, let me know. I want to know that you're following along. I want to know that you're keeping up. And I will treat you remarkably decently because I really like being able to finish with 9 people. But if it grows down to where we only got 3 and the rest of them cannibalized each other, so be it. The 3 shall reign.
Amazing.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Sorry.
Any other questions?
The 3 people that you have, that you contact every day, do they have to be strangers or can they be acquaintances that you already know?
No, you're not allowed to be nice to anybody you know from this point forward. No, I don't care if you know them. I absolutely don't care if you know them. You just have to be nice to 3 people.
Well, I'm nice every day.
Really? Well, you've already got a good start on this then. That's how come you have such nice children, right?
I have a question on that. You said call you on the 3 people that you're supposed to contact or compliment in the day. You said to call you regarding...
Well, what I want you to do is I want you to call me if you feel like, holy cow, this is cool, I need to tell Jerry something. Or I want you to call me and say, oh my gosh, I think I got one. What the heck do I do? I'm going to have a stroke. Or I want you to call me and say, hey, you got any ideas? Or I want you to call me and say, do we have anybody in Arizona, in Phoenix specifically, because I've got this prospect there. I want you to call me and say, what should I give them next? Or I want you to call me and say, I want to talk to this person, and I'm just having a little bit of trouble trying to figure it out. Those kinds of calls are always welcome.
Okay. Expect a 3-way call from me one of these days soon.
That's perfect, and what you're also going to begin to do as a group that I've not done as well before as I'm going to do now is I'm going to really encourage and force and coerce at knife point that you all begin to start to work together on 3-ways as well.
Oh.
Especially when you're broken into your groups of 3. Now, if you all have preferred people that you want to be with, get over it. When we get to the fourth week, I will be making teams that will team up people for the strength of the team, as opposed to whether you really dig each other or not. And then those teams, you will be accountable not only to yourself, but then we'll have a team competitions to see which teams can really pull the line and become completely complete for themselves. Now, these completes start out as individuals that you're going to contact specifically for yourself. Some people get very, very good at going out and getting people to take an initial look at Niken, and they might come back a complete plus four or five people or even more sometimes. If that's the case, can you all see how it might get a little boggling to try to keep up with the backlog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're going to also learn how to make happy face ABCs, and they count even more than the originals, and that is when you're doing an ABC for someone in your downline because they are helping you multiply and grow. I just noticed the clock. It is well beyond the end of our call, and I want to bless you all, and here's my number. It's 509-981-4021. Thank you all for being here. If you have any questions, correspond by email or my phone. We will rock.
Yep.
Jerry. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.